Good evening. This is Johnny Coffey. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study at Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia. This evening, we're going to be in James chapter 1 and verse 22 through 25. Tonight's message is on being a doer of the word. If you talk to my pastor, he'll let you know I stress out a lot about trying to do these properly. And I went through courses and took red books on preaching and teaching and trying to do an outline, and I stress myself out about those things. So, basically I'm just trying to, teach what I know and not try to teach, you know, not try to be Charles Spurgeon, because I'm definitely, I'm not even sure if I have the mentality for that. Very few do. It doesn't mean I'm not studying and I'm not trying to learn, but at this point, I'm just going from where I'm at. Okay. So, and one thing that I've noticed in churches is a lot of times we have this mentality that, we have this almost Catholic mentality about church, that there's a classism of clergy and laity, and that's just not Christian. That's not Christian. The pastor has a position, and there's certain honor to that, but we're all on the same level. And there's nothing, literally nothing, that the Bible doesn't say about pastors. I mean, there's a certain amount of you know, qualifications for a pastor. But the Lord expects all of us to be holy. He expects all of us to know the Bible. He expects all of us to study. The whole point of having a Bible is to have a relationship with the Lord. And you can't have a relationship with the Lord if you don't study your Bible. So everything that the pastor studies, the guy who works in the carpet mill, the guy who drives a pickup truck, if you're a Christian, you should be studying exactly like your pastor studies. Okay? And that's what tonight's lesson's on. Tonight, we're going to start in verse 22. It says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." There's a deception in not reading the Bible and obeying the Bible. Here's the thing. You're commanded to obey scripture in context, okay? But if you don't know the Bible, how can you know God and how can you obey God? How can you obey God? How can you know you have a relationship with God if you don't even know the Bible? There are Christians who have been saved for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years and they've never read the Bible. I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, 8 times that I know of. I've read the New Testament more than that. And I've read individual books studying them more than that. And for the person that wants to bring up the fact that I have time to do that, when I was working 12, 16-hour shifts and married and had 2 kids that I came home to every day, I read through the Bible 5 times, okay? So don't let this... You know, we take time for what we want to do. If you can sit down and watch TV for 2 hours, you have time to study your Bible. Okay. It says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." There's some people who believe that just reading your Bible is enough. You read your Bible, or read, you know, a chapter a day, or read a chapter a day every day, blah, blah, blah. That's not the point. The point of the Christian life is to have a relationship with God. We talked about that. What's the number one? What's the number one commandment? Love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Second is likened it. The first one leads into the second one. Everything you'll ever do in your entire Christian life is based on that first command. You get your relationship with God right. You get your love for the Lord. And everything else will flow out of that. You will come to your Bible just... You know, your Bible will be like love letters from the Lord. You know? If you come to this book with any other mentality than the God of the universe speaking to you personally, you are taking God's word for granted. Okay? It says, be a doer word, not hearers only. Don't read the Bible. See, the thing about the Christian life and about the Bible is it clearly teaches that you come to God by faith. You come to Him with the attitude that you're going to receive something. You know, what did James say? James says, in verse 8 in chapter 1, it says, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his way. In verse 7, it says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Why is that? God's like, you have to make up your mind. You're going to do what I tell you to do. And then he's going to show you. That's the reason there's so many Christians are walking around. They don't know the will of God. The reason they don't know the will of God is because God's given you a book. He said, okay, obey this. I don't understand Revelation 19. What does that mean? What? That's not the point. You come to the Bible, it says, be you a doer of the word. You take the Bible, and don't skip around. You take the Bible, you read each book of the Bible in proper context. First one, chapter one, all the way to the end. You read it, keep reading the next book, read the next book, read the next book. You read the Bible, and the things that you know to do, you do those things. Okay? You obey the things. It's just like a child, man. This is the thing that kills me. God relays our life to the family of God. This is the family of God, and a family is the model, okay? A baby does what mom and dad tells it to do, okay? Drink the milk, okay? And then as you grow, you eat this, you eat that. You know, when a baby is born, we don't shove a steak down its throat, okay? The Bible's the same way. As you grow, he will show you things. He will show you things. Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said he had many things to teach the disciples, but they were not ready. And a lot of things that he wanted to teach the disciples, they didn't get it until the Holy Ghost came. After Jesus died and was resurrected and the Holy Ghost came, the Holy Ghost illuminated their minds and they understood it. Well, that's the Bible. That's how the Bible works. Okay? You go down to it, it says, be ye a doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Well, I don't want to be deceived. So I'm going to, okay, God, I'm going to obey your word. Okay, so you get to 23. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Glass in the Bible means mirror. You know, like Alice through the looking glass. Okay, that's exactly what it means. It's a mirror. The word of God is a mirror. It says 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Okay? What he's saying is when you look in the Bible, it tells you the kind of person you are. Okay? When that which is perfect, which is the Bible, comes, we'll know ourselves as we are known. Okay? We look in the Bible, it shows us who we are. We're sinners. We're ungodly. We're unclean. But it tells us we're unclean, okay? As Christians, we'll look through there. We're like, oh, we're not supposed to lie. Let's not lie, you know? Let's not say we're sick and we can't come to church. When we could come to church, we just don't want to be there, you know? Let's not say that, you know, my kid's not a bad kid. Mine's, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves, guys. The things that we know to be true, we have to, that's repentance, acknowledging to God, you know, a change of mind. Oh God, this is what you say about man. We're liars, we're thieves, we're adulterers, okay? We do it in our head, okay? He's like, oh, I've never cheated. I never cheated on my spouse. And he's like, well, what was that magazine you were looking at the other day? What was that you were watching the football game and that beer commercial came on and the girl was, you know, she looked like that. And instead of turning your head and going, okay, I'm not going to look at that. All right. And I understand the point is you have to have that mentality. You know, seeing a woman in a bikini is not a sin. Staring at her and lusting after her is. Okay, so use common sense, all right? The Bible's like, He's showing us things about ourselves. We have to acknowledge those things. One of the hardest things about repentance, and this is being a doer of the word, the hardest, number one thing about repentance is acknowledging that we need to repent. That we need to repent. Because the moment we see something like this, the moment we hear someone say something about lying and stealing and cheating and whatever, we pick out four people in the congregation or family members that match that description. That's not repentance and it's not Christian, okay? We need to look at ourselves. You always start with yourself. Repentance. Do you realize that we keep praying for a revival and a revival? You know, the churches need to revive in America. We need to, you know, we need to revive, okay? That starts with the individual, okay? I can't revive my pastor. I can't revive the person across the street. You definitely can't revive a whole country full of lost people, okay? Revival is about Christians. It's not about lost people. So a country can't repent, okay? Only people can repent, all right? And only Christians can repent in the sense of a biblical robot, in that sense. I'm not talking about, obviously you need to repent to get saved, but we're talking about revival. Revival is when Christians line up with the Bible. Okay. Revival is about Christians. It's not about lost people. Okay. It will affect lost people. And I think a lot of times that's what we're saying when we talk about, well, we need to repent. Excuse me, the country needs to repent. What we mean is, or, you know, what we should mean is that Christians in the country need to repent, therefore their lives affect or have affect other lost people, okay? Because if the salt has lost its saltiness, it's not going to affect the food, right? So, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face in the natural glass, and he goeth away, himself away and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. In other words, you look in the mirror, you see dirt, you see grime, you see whatever. You know, if you like to have your hair combed a certain way, it's not that way. You need to take a shower, you need to get dressed, comb your hair, whatever you need to do, whatever you like to do. Excuse me. But that's what it is when you look in the perfect law of liberty. And when you look in the Bible, you're saying, okay, God show you who you are. If you don't obey that, then you're just like the person that, you know, the dirty, filthy, homeless person that looks in a mirror and goes, oh, that's okay. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't need to take a shower. I don't need to brush my teeth. I don't need to floss. 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is the scriptures, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And notice, this always struck me as interesting, is in 22 it says, be a doer of the word of God, be a doer of the word of God. But in 25 it doesn't say that, it says, be a doer of the work. Okay, be a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. I think James is trying to tell us something. He's like, if you study the word of God, you will obey the word of God, and you'll work to do what you're supposed to do. Be a doer of the word. Understand Christianity is practical, okay? These spiritual monks that want to sit in a cage and read their Bible and get holy, that's not Christianity, and you will never be. Martin Luther knew that. Martin Luther was a monk. He sat in a hole and he prayed and he was overwhelmed by the sin and guilt of his sin. And he would pray and pray, and none of the other monks understood what he was going through because they didn't take it seriously. Okay? They didn't look at pornography. They did not steal. They did not, you know, they didn't do a lot of things because they were stuck in these rooms by themselves, right? Like, what are they going to do? You know? They ate porridge for dinner. They didn't even get to be gluttons, you know? So, they didn't understand what Luther was, and Luther just, he was overwhelmed by the guilt of his sin, you know? Because he realized that he was unworthy to even come to God. And that's why it's so important when he read the scripture and he was studying Romans, And he comes to Romans. Let's look in Romans. Romans 3. We go to Romans 3. Okay. Verse 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. What are we supposed to do? None of us do good. None of us, no, not one. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. He's talking about the human race. Okay, he's talking about... Verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You get to 24, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Sorry, I have tremors, so it's hard to turn Bible pages sometimes. Okay. Look at this. Look in verse 13 of chapter 1. It says, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Luther was overwhelmed by his sin. And he came across that verse, the just shall live by faith. Now James is talking about that faith that saves us is also the faith that carries us in our Christian life. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. By faith we work. Our faith, you know, James, that's the whole point of James. James, we talked about this before, James is talking about, you see, even so faith, in chapter 2 and verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. You come to God's word. You have to make up your mind before you open your Bible tomorrow morning. Make up your mind, whatever you see. And I already went through how to do devotions, quiet times, whatever you want to call them. Come to God's word. Make up your mind. Don't be double-minded. Make up your mind. I will obey God's word and in context, okay? You cannot take a verse out of Malachi and apply it to Christians because it doesn't, we're not Jews, okay? You can't take a verse out of Exodus and teach that Sunday is the Sabbath. You can't take things out of you got to put them in context, okay? Christian doctrine for the church comes out of the epistles. Okay, if you're going to apply it directly, it directly comes out of the epistles, all right? And you can make applications by the Old Testament, but to apply an Old Testament passage directly to the church when it's to the Jews is twisting Scripture. You twist Scripture when you do that because, you know, the Gospels, the Old Testament, the gospel is a transition between the Old Testament and the New Testament and the church. Okay? So, make sure that you study your Bible. Read the book in its whole. You know? Every time I tell somebody, like, you read the Bible, yeah, I've read the Bible. And then you talk to them, you realize they hadn't really read the Bible. They read a verse. Now, if I went up to you and says, hey, Have you read I'm trying to think of something. Huckleberry Finn. Or have you read you know, The Lord of the Rings? If I said, have you read that book? It means I've read the whole book. No one who's only read chapter one or the first verses in chapter one would say, yes, I've read that book. They would say, no, I haven't. I started it, but I didn't finish it. Blah, blah, blah. But every time you ask somebody if they read the Bible, they'll tell you, even if they only read John 3:16, oh yeah, I've read the Bible. No, you haven't. If you haven't read from Genesis to Revelation, you haven't read the Bible. Okay? And how can you tell people that you're a Christian if not only have you not obeyed the word, but you haven't even read it? You can't say, oh, I know the Bible teaches this. No, you don't. You haven't even read the book. If you haven't read from Genesis to Revelation, you can't even say, oh, well, I know the Bible teaches the gospel. I know the gospel's this or the gospel's that, or I know that you're supposed to give by grace, or I know you can't say any of that because you haven't read the book. Okay? Then you're gonna, and we as Christians are gonna be held accountable for what we did with our salvation. Okay? And that's gonna be according to us reading the word and obey it. So, tomorrow morning I pray that everyone will, pray and read their Bible through. I don't care if you do it in a year or you do it in 2 years, but just be consistent in reading your Bible systematically, book by book, okay? But don't just read it. Make up your mind before you open the book that you're going to obey the book, okay? And glorify God with your bodies. Good night.